5:28 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Sunday morning, the 10th of Ramadan, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Sunday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verses 42 to 45. We know that now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam interpreted the dreams of the two people who were with him in the cell in the prison, and he knew that very soon they'll be taken away, one will be released and one will be executed. So now what happens? Chapter number 12, verse number 42 to verse 45. وقال للذي ظن أنه ناج منهم اذكرني عند ربك وقال. And he, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, addresses للذي, that person, ظن, he was sure, not only thinking, so he was sure about it, أنه ناج منهما, that who will be saved and who will be rescued, meaning he will go back to his job as a butler and so forth. Najim minhum azkurni in the Rabbik. So the one who will be saved from the two that take my name and remember me, there by your master and there by your owner and so forth. And tell him this person is innocent, so you must release him, and you know that don't let him stay in jail. Now yeah, remember that. Study the life of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. He's thrown in the well, Allah forbid, by his brothers. He's sold as a slave. And then remember, in the house of Zulaykha, she tried to seduce him. At all these points, only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala assisted him. And he begged only Almighty Allah for assistance. So the higher in rank you are, then remember, the more precaution and cautious you have to be, and more precautions you have to take. So now Almighty Allah wants to teach Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam a lesson to elevate his rank further. Why did you tell him that he must speak to his master and owner and so forth? You ask me everywhere and I help you. So Almighty Allah made it such now. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. The Satan Lucifer made it such that he, this person, was rescued. He forgot to mention Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Joseph, there by his ruler and by his master and owner. So remember, he was so elated, delighted, and in his glory and so forth, that I have my job back and I am a butler who's going to serve the alcohol intoxicants to his master, leader, and the big shots. So he forgot about it. Allah made him forget, obviously. So remember, فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ. So now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, because he placed his trust on this person and slightly it moved away from Almighty Allah. So you must put your trust only in Almighty Allah. Obviously for us that is not the law. These are Anbiya, prophets and messengers. They are protected from all sins and all vices, but they can be sometime a mistake. Remember this. So this was a small mistake, but remember Almighty Allah wants to show Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, I'm going to elevate your rank even more and more, and you will become the ruler. For Labitha fi Sijni, hence he stays in the jail. That is Yusuf alayhi salam. Joseph, bid'a sinin. The word bid'a is used in the Noble Quran, and it means between 3 and 9. The ulama say they spent about 7 years in the jail. Innocent person, 7 years in the jail. In this interim year, the king of Egypt sees a dream. What dream does he see? And remember, the master of interpreting dreams is no one else but him, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. وقال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان. That he, the king, says that I see 7 cows, fat cows, big cows, you know, very healthy and fat. يَأْكُلُهُنَّ. That what they are doing, the 7 big cows, that they are eating, devouring. يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ إِجَافٌ. And they are the ones, you must remember, devouring, eating. The 7 lean cows. So that is what they are doing. وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُدْرٍ وَأُخَرَ يَابِسَاتٍ. And I see the corn, and I see all that green, and the others very, very dry. So, سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانِيَ كُلُهُنَّ. So they are finishing the weak, and the lean cows, and remember the corn, that is the fresh one, green one, is destroying the dry one. So now he summons his people, you know, that is the king. You are my cabinet, you are my caucus. Ya ayyuhal mala'u aftuni fi ru'yaya. Oh, you, my big shots, my cabinet, my caucus, give me a fatwa, give me a verdict regarding my dream. In kuntum lirru'ya taburun. If you have any expertise regarding interpreting dreams and so forth. So tell me, what is it? So when people don't know, then they will make, as we say in Urdu, and that golmol stories. They will just give some funny answer, remember, because they don't know. So they told him, that is this caucus and his cabinet, qalu adghasu ahlam, that these are all dreams that are mixed up, you must not worry about it. But he knew that this dream has a significant meaning and interpretation. Then eventually they admitted that after he investigated more, وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَعَوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمِينَ. The truth of the matter is we don't know how to interpret the dreams, and we will have to seek now somebody else's expertise. Now that person who was in prison in the cell was Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Now after 7 years or so, he remembers. Oh yes, Joseph, he is there in the jail, and he's innocent, and he's a master in this field. So what does he say? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ جَا مِنْهُمَا. And the person who was rescued and saved from them, the 2 prisoners, so that were there with Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. وَدَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّتٍ. وَدَّكَرَ أي وَذَّكَرَ. So both ways. So he remembered بَعْدَ أُمَّا أي بَعْدَ مُدَّ. After long period now he remembered Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. He said, O king, please give me permission. I'll sort this thing out now quick for you. أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَعْوِيلِهِ. I will get the interpretation for you. Not I will do it, but there's a person who's a master and expert in this field. فَأَرْسِلُونَ. Hence send me, and I will sort it out for you. Then what happens? Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue. Let's take you locally, nationally, internationally with the big news. Alhamdulillah. Muslim, say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Almighty Allah is punishing America. The tornadoes are striking them in different states. The tornadoes are increasing in Arkansas and now in Tennessee and then in Delaware and all these places. More than 20 people dead in America. Where's your nuclear? Where's your army? Where's your superpower? More than 750,000 people don't have power and electricity. That is the punishment of Almighty Allah, because they are the biggest terrorists. What things they did in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Vietnam, and so many other places. And again we say, Alhamdulillah, a Palestinian rammed his car into three soldiers, Israeli soldiers. Two of them are serious and the other one is not so bad. And obviously they martyred our Palestinian brother. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You see Jutlas, you see Zionists, you see Jews, you are the cursed nation you are. Bibi thought what is lies, he will get away. He said there will be a pause till after the Passover. But the Israeli public understood that this is just tactical maneuvering, posturing. So what he did, so they went out in the streets. In Tel Aviv alone, 150,000. Other places all put together, more than 300,000 people last night marched in various parts. The opposition says even 400,000. But we will say, okay, maybe that's exaggeration. We'll say over 300,000 people. This is the 13th consecutive week that they are marching in Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. They don't want his legal reforms and all that to go through. And when they come back after Passover, there will be another big showdown. And all this because everybody realized, BB, this Benjamin is a big, big liar. Remember that. India, big problems in the state of Bihar. There the Hindus were celebrating some celebration of theirs, some religious festival, and some of them, they went deliberately, that is the Hindus, and you because they know they're in the majority, the army, the police are with them, and then they will damage some Muslim homes, some mosque, and so forth, and so on. They provoke the Muslims, and then when the Muslims defend their mosque, their houses, they will say the Muslims are the cause of the trouble. So remember that as far as India goes, the Hindutva and your Jutlas go, for us is nothing surprising if you know what is Quran Sharif. Almighty Allah taught us in Surah 5, Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews, the six Subara, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find, O Muslim, your worst enemies will be the Jutlas and the Jews. Allah didn't say Zionists. The Jews, Allah said. And the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We don't say every Jew or every Hindu, but definitely we will say majority Hindus and majority Jews. You just have to look at the unholy alliance between Israel and India. Let's take you to Santiago, my brother Ismail. You listening to me, my brother? So there the leader is a Palestinian originally, although he is not a religious guy. But remember, he knows what is right and wrong. So the Israeli diplomats are horrified the way they are treated by the leadership of Chile. You deserve it. Well done to the leadership of Chile. In Iran, big problem going on, you must remember. They're saying that they must impose the hijab upon the ladies. Hijab there means the headgear that every lady there must wear. So my question to the Kufar Shia leadership and others, you say your woman must wear the headgear, right? But what about your mut'ah, your prostitution? No religion in the world allows it except these kufar, non-Muslim Shias. Khomeini, la'anahullah, Allah's curse be on him. That's what Nabi alayhi salam said. When people swear and revile my companions, so you must curse them. Idha ra'aytumul ladhina yasubbuna ashabi, faqulu la'anatullahi ala sharrikum. So the hadith in Tirmidhi, so Khomeini, la'anahullah, writes in Tawdihul Masail, Rasail, which I have, Zubdatul Ahkam, I have all these books of Khomeini. So he says you can make muta, prostitution, for 1 hour. And he says there's no inheritance, nothing. So you can see one side they want to do that, tell the women to wear the headgear. But other side, then they say you can do prostitution. How you reconcile that? A high-powered delegation of ANC South Africa is currently in Moscow, and they're going to recalibrate, remember, the ties between Moscow, Russia, and between South Africa. It is strong, therefore they never condemn Russia. They're all part of BRICS. But now, because of the BRICS conference here in South Africa that will take place in August, they're going to sort out more issues and how Russia, China can become even stronger and more powerful in Africa. Tunisia, since the Murtad and traitor case came into power, things are going pear-shaped there. And remember, they have big, big problems with that. There's a drought there. Some places, 6 hours, 7 hours, there won't be no water. So make dua for Tunisia. Very bad situation. Pakistan, many, many problems, crises there. One side, you must remember the shortage of food and wheat and flour and so forth. Second, the inflation rate is running 30, 40, 50% in some areas. And now there's a showdown between the government and, remember, the judiciary, because they want to keep on postponing the elections because they know Imran Khan will win. So all those tensions going on there. And remember, see, you know that Shashi Tharoor. Shashi Tharoor is a master, you understand, when it comes to history. He said that these museums there in Britain and in London, and that they Chor Bazaar. You never understood Chor Bazaar? They stole from everywhere, the British Empire, South Africa, India, West Indies, Iran, and so forth. So one guy came into London and with some Iranian carving. You know what is the value of that? $37 million. So they arrested them and took that, and they said, no, we will keep it here in London for 3 months and we will show our people and so forth. They said, no, Tehran gave permission. And then they will return it to Tehran. So you Shias, you better be sure you get it back. Because these guys, you must remember, they got Chor Bazaar there. So many things in their museums don't belong to them, and they stole it from here and there. 7 to 9 this morning with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. 12 to 1 is his medical file with the doctor. And 2 to 4 this afternoon, inshallah, Q&A with Maulana Arafat and myself. So inshallah, you can pose your questions this afternoon, whatever you have on your mind, between 2 and 4, inshallah, Aziz.
Somebody says, Ustad, that what are the biggest mistakes people make when visiting Turkey? Anonymous Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The biggest mistakes they make is they don't learn the history of Turkey. Listen carefully to me, you Muslims, and then the non-Muslims. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place. Then 30 years you have the Khulafa'i Rashidin, the golden era of Islam after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you have 90 years the Umayyad dynasty, and it starts with Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and the headquarters is Syria, Damascus. Thereafter you have 525 years, and that is the Abbasid dynasty. The headquarters is Baghdad and so forth. Harun Rashid and them. And thereafter you have Khilafat Uthmaniyya, the Ottoman Empire, 640 years if you count from starting to ending. So learn about it. The headquarters of the Ottoman Empire was Turkey, Istanbul. So learn what contribution they made to the world, and then you go and visit. And remember that people just go for shopping. Some people, Allah forbid, go there because the Russian prostitutes are there. And some people don't go to the outskirts, go to Bursa, go to Antakya, go to other Urfa. There are so many places in Turkey. Remember, you need minimum 1 week, 10 days, then to understand little bit of Turkey. May Almighty Allah make it such that Erdogan on May the 14th wins, and then inshallah, then things will be recalibrated, as they say. Remember that things will go back towards Islam. If the enemy is an opponent, opponents win, then they will be 100% secular, communist, and so forth. That is what the West wants always. So Almighty Allah make it easy that the Muslims and then will prevail, and inshallah can contribute more towards Islam. Not that he also is upside down on many issues, but he's better than the rest of them.
I've got Sister Fiona. She says, good morning, AK. She says, who is Nupur Sharma, whose remarks on Prophet Muhammad made the three nations call Indian envoys? Sister Fiona, Ustad.
So you must remember, these are the people that they are poets, they are people who used to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so forth and so on. So sister, what you must do, Fiona, you must not read what does BJP and Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, is teaching you, and so forth and so on. So you must go read the 700 years rule of Muslims in India. We're not saying the Muslims never did some bad things. 100% they did some bad things. But when you study a nation, then you must study it holistically, not selectively, and you will see the great, great contribution they made. Go read about Sultan Alamgir, go read about the other great rulers, and so forth and so on. And how many Hindus were so impressed by the Muslims? Some of them embraced Islam, some of them did not embrace Islam. Allah forbid, so you must remember, some of them wrote against Islam and the Prophet, peace be upon him. That is when the British came in and they sent their missionaries and so forth, and they hanged the ulama and the Muslim scholars, and they said, we must burn the Quran. And that's the time the ulama said, the scholars said, you will burn us. What will you do with those who are alive, who have memorized the noble Quran? And therefore, with this British Empire, yesterday one Russian general said, Putin, why don't you open your submarine? Your submarine will take Britain out in 6 hours. You clean up the whole Britain with one submarine. That is what Putin has. So that is a big harami Putin, but we like him. He will put the Britain, America, all of them in their place. So sister, is not one person you must look at. You must look at it holistically. Then you will understand.
I've got brother Jacko. He says, AK, how good is South African Special Forces, Ustad?
Manier Jacko, ek dink van u gister. Waar is Manier Jacko? Waar in die wereld? Those of you who don't understand Dutch and Afrikaans. I have Quran in my hand and fasting, obviously. Yesterday I was thinking, where did Jacko disappear? Do you understand? So Jacko is asking, how good our South African Defense Force? Yeah, I will agree with you 100%, Jacko. You see, when the Boer and the whites, they were ruling the country, their police and their defense force was so strong, was so disciplined. We ourselves, when we were growing up, 6, 8, 10 years old, you just see a policeman, already you start shaking, you know. You know that these guys here, they don't play, you know. They used to pick up the criminals. I saw myself, because I grew up in an African location. They used to pick the guys up and throw them into the van. You understand, like that? And they had that, you know, rob. They had that O, A-W-E. Today, you look at the policeman, you yourself will laugh, you must remember. You know he's for sale. Baba, Funalo KFC, or Funalo Mali. They start negotiating. How much today? Not all, but majority. And the army, you can look at them. You just have to look at their stomach. Halamach, bayakhruat, you understand? So they eat so much, they can't even run half these guys. So you need a well-oiled army. And that's what the Bura apartheid had. What is the truth we have to speak? They said, and they told whole Africa, the whole Africa used to fear them. They told them right in North Africa, Egypt, if we start in Pretoria, in 10 days, 2 weeks, we will be there, we'll clean you all up in 10 days. And they could do it. They had nuclear, they had the best army. Today, Lesotho is telling us, bye, you stole our land, we want our land, you see. So small, small guys are telling us. So it's a disaster, actually.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 084786-3132. I've got a brother by the name of David who said, he says that, is the United Nations against Israel? If so, why? My name is David Ustad.
My brother David, which side of the stick you in the world you are living on? Is the United Nations who sold out the Palestinians and the Muslims and gave you Israel. So you must remember 14th May 1948, who gave you? The Palestinians were the majority, but the land they gave majority to the Jutlas and the Jews. So what you talking about United Nations being against Israel? Repeat with me, David. Israel is a terrorist regime. Israel are the children of Hitler. The Israel is guilty of occupation every day. Before that already, you should be reading this, David. Don't be a blind person and just follow like a sheep herd man. Mentality. I bet you took the vaccine. Speak the truth, David. One on your buttock maybe, and one on your hand. One that, you understand, what they call that, Pfizer, and the other one was that Johnson and Johnson or whatever. So speak the truth. Why you took it? Because herd mentality. So don't be a herd mentality. I told you that time is haram and not lawful to take all this. So go and study what your people did. Go read there before 48. What the Stern gang, the gang did. The Stern gang. What the Haganah gang did. So all this, they were massacring the Palestinians. And then Britain sold out. Britain gave us somebody else's land without their permission to a third party. So therefore Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustad, that I'm listening to you. Why is Saudi Arabia moving away from America, Ustad?
Yes, because America gave them a good, you know, kick. So you must remember that he, Biden, said, I am going to make Saudi Arabia a pariah state, and we're going to hold him, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi and so forth. Lo and behold, things turned out in favor of MBS. Your COVID came, your corona came, there's oil crisis, Russia came, invaded, and now everything is in his hands in this sense, that Russia, Saudi, all of them, they are the big suppliers of oil and so forth. So they realize now, very late I must say, that remember that America will use you and then they will drop you. That's exactly what Kissinger said. Kissinger is 9900 years old. And you must remember from their father's time, they are six kings, you must remember, that you had King Abdul Aziz. He passed away in 53, around there. Then came Saud, then came Faisal, then came Khalid, then came, you must remember, Fahd, and then came Abdullah, and then came Salman, and now this guy wants to come, the king, this MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. So anyway, so all of them were relying on America, but now they realize we backed the wrong horse. We should be backing China. We should be backing Russia, but they're going to lose all their money if they do that. So now they want to play a double game. So it was a very, very poor foreign policy on behalf of Saudi Arabia, and today they're paying the price for it.
Somebody says, Ustad, that Biden begged Iran for gas oil since Saudi Arabia told him to go away with Qatar.
So you must remember, for what they have to go to Iran? He's stealing enough from Syria. From Syria, they bring it to Iraq. From Iraq, they get it free of charge. So you must remember the whole attack on Saddam Hussein in Iraq and so forth was nothing to do with justice or to do with a holy war. It was an oily war. So to steal more and more oil. You know how much oil they were siphoning? Millions and millions of barrels from Iraq. Till today it's happening. If you know who is, I'm asking you, David, wake up you. So David and others, you know Israel is a terrorist. Why? Because they're occupying somebody else's land. Occupation is terrorism. So the same law applies for America. America is guilty of terrorism by occupying parts of Syria. Nobody invited them there. So why they took that? Because you must remember, they can steal the oil, siphon it, bring it through Iraq, and then it goes to America. So that is why we're saying, today they're making a big noise that our journalists of Wall Street and all that must be released immediately. How many journalists you already arrested? You remember the guy there? So you must remember that Assange and whatever, that what you're doing with him and how many other journalists, my sister Dr. Afia, our brothers in Guantanamo Bay, why you don't release them immediately? Everywhere you will find that the whites are, what they're doing, white hegemony. So therefore, Saudi Arabia is waking up, although belatedly, and the ANC are doing the right thing on this issue, that they're strengthening their ties with Russia and China, so that that will be the new world order, not America and Israel. They will all fall apart, and very soon, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Listen to this one, Ustad. It says here, what country is most likely to be dominant superpower 100 years from now, Ustad?
So you must remember that what you'll think. I got the crystal ball here or something. So remember, all these countries you're talking about, all will be flat. Who will be the dominant force 100 years? Islam and Muslims. Afghanistan will be the superpower. Afghanistan, Khurasan will be the superpower. See now, I give you lessons. Who has the greatest amount of lithium? Who is cutting deals with China? They gave China 1 year. They said, China, and we're giving you this contract. In 1 year, we want the oil flowing from here. If you can't, we kick you out. So they're busy. Russia is cutting deals with them. Our hadith, the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that the armies will come with the black flags from Khurasan. It's a pity our Muslims know nothing of Afghanistan and so forth. No one ever conquered Afghanistan beside two people. In the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, they conquered parts of it. You students, go study Abu Dawood. You will find the word Kabul is mentioned in the hadith there, in Abu Dawood. And the second person to conquer Afghanistan, so was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. And remember, it was known as Khurasan. Ahmad Shah Abdali, 277 years ago, plus minus, he changed the name from Khurasan to Afghanistan. And remember, the British tried 3 times to come and defeat Afghanistan. That's why Macmillan said in the early 60s, never go and invade Afghanistan. The Russians came and the whole Soviet Union collapsed. America came with 48 countries, including America. And the Taliban gave them such a hiding that America is shaking till today. So we say, inshallah, that Allah's help will come, Palestine that will win, and India will fall, all these countries will fall, and it will be Muslim rule with Imam Adil, with just rulers, not these traitors and murtas we got today. So we call it a day now. Make dua for our Mujahideen. Make dua for the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa. Today is Sunday. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty. See you 2 to 4, inshallah, with Q&A with Mawlana Arafat. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What?